That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Reynolds. Over to you, Jock.
Yeah, welcome, folks, to the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Footy Community Podcast. My name is Jock Reynolds, and I'm here with Peter Higo Higginbotham. How are you, Higo?
Very well, thanks, Jock.
And the crouching one, you're looking well.
Welcome.
Been a bloody tough weekend, fair to say. You know, we've been bloody decimated by all these injuries that have come up.
Decimated, Jock.
Yeah, well, most of us, we've got... I mean, if you've dodged a bullet this couple of weeks, you've done bloody well. But Leuenberger, Dempsey...
Gary Rowan.
Nat Fyfe.
Carasso.
Hurley.
Robbie Gray.
Mitchy Clark.
Heath Shaw.
Yeah, it's been a bloody shock, isn't it? What's that bloody music, Higo? What have you got playing there?
Jock, Mother's currently in for a hip replacement, and I'm trying to turn our little Mother's house into a swinging bachelor pad.
Oh, you're trying to attract one of your first crumpet over there, eh?
Yes, this is a mood music, mate.
Oh, you won't do it with this bloody music. Turn it off, Higo. Turn it off. Bring it over here. I just want it. Now, this is the sort of thing that really gets the ladies going over at the Reynolds residence. Here we go. You hear that, mate? You hear that beat?
Yes.
That's a bloody good tempo when you're, you know, doing the old holka polka.
Where is the sacred love element?
No, mate. The women these days aren't into that. Just imagine old Jock, a bit of sweat coming off his muzzer. You know? Look, I look like a bloody just swallowed a cup of vinegar. You know? Go on for it.
Silence! God, turn this off! Okay. Crouching one know many things. He know lovemaking. Now, Jock, you must remember. Rhythm, melody. This my lovemaking music. See? See? Like a machine gun in jungle. Yeah. You just play.
Right, come on, crouching it. You like that?
You hit the many target.
I'm confused now.
All right, come on, you lads. We've got bloody heaps to get through.
Agreed.
I reckon this will be remembered round 4 2012 as a bloody bloodbath. The thing that will decide the great fantasy football coaches is how we come off the canvas after this, boys.
Jock, this is, in fact, my segment for the week, mate. Here goes quantum team mechanics. Yes, welcome. Key issues in regard to your team this week are who needs to go.
Yeah, big call.
If you have Leuenberger, Gary Rowan, Carazzo, Robbie Gray, it's time to go.
Okay.
Please hold on Dempsey. Hold on Fyfe.
Yeah, what about her?
Fyfe, you hold Fyfe. Why you hold Fyfe for?
No, I'm hearing.
It is common knowledge that Fyfe almost played a strengthening shoulder. He will play in the next round. You cannot trade him out now.
Yeah, got to say, I think he proved during season 2011 that he can play through with this structural issue. And at the very least... We didn't take a hit on him this week in that he didn't come out, he didn't score low. And what's happened is we're allowed to take that money into the next round where some bargains are coming up on the horizon in the forward line, you know, for Nat Fyfe.
Agreed. However, very important weighing up of fundamental team value here.
Yeah.
How many trades have you already made?
Yeah.
And... have a look at your opposition next week.
I mean, we deplored you guys, you know, we deplored you to hold on to Greggy Broughton. You know, in hindsight, I bet many of you are glad that you held the trade on something like a Greg Broughton because a warm bloody body on your ground right now is a pretty bloody good thing.
Yes, this is correct. One trade now is perhaps silly trade.
Yeah.
Can I do my segment now, please? Because this is very similar.
Of course you can.
Welcome. Crouching one, comfort slipper, wisdom.
Okay, welcome. This last Wednesday, crouching one in local IGA, I go down cheap aisle just past salsa sauce. And my slipper, Simi. Crouching one. Crouching one. Remember, the chip stuck in the dip.
The chip stuck in the dip? Or like the old corn chip gets stuck in the old salsa,
Yes. Always take me a long time, how you say, interpret the slipper.
Yeah, yeah.
And I drive home from supermarket, and yes, I remember what he say.
What's he telling you, mate?
Just day before, I put out the corn chip and salsa dip.
Yeah.
I get my corn chip to go to dip in and chip-like.
Yeah.
So I think strategy. I send in reconnaissance chip to save first chip. And guess what happened, Mr. Jock?
What happened, mate?
Bloody second chip-like.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now.
Hey, you're drawing a parallel between the players.
Brilliant.
Chips are like players.
This is right.
Oh, now, that's bloody brilliant.
My slipper say me.
Done it again.
My slipper say me. You tried out premium for another premium. Very good chance.
Yeah.
Second premium, Blake. And you waste bloody trade.
Listen, we're not critical of you if you make a mistake. Making a mistake is what makes you a great fantasy footballer, and you have to make these mistakes. But many poor old sods went Broughton to Carrazzo. And of course, poor old Carrazzo's cracked his shoulder, all the best in your recovery there, injury. And so you're saying, let's say Broughton was a corn chip, maybe a cheese-flavoured Dorito.
Yes. This
is right. I go, pop him in, snap him off, there's me bloody
Then you
thing.
Get the recon chip.
Yes,
You send in the reconnaissance. And
yes.
Next thing you got two bloody balls stuck up three, plus tennis racket and soft slipper.
So Carrazzo's a second corn chip.
Yes.
Now you're saying the last thing you'd want to bloody do is maybe send in a, who's a third corn chip this week? Who's going to be the third?
Nah.
Yeah.
My slipper say me, never send in the recon chip.
Okay.
This Sammy never trade premium for premium at this stage season.
Yeah, but then I
Crazy
suppose
talk.
You are a strategic genius, mate, and every word that comes out of those lips is like a drip of bloody molten gold, mate. I love it.
Welcome.
But what about Heathy Scotland? I mean, he came out with 113 points this week. He's bumped that average up to 102. He's going to drop down from, he came at 573k down to 5, he'll come at 545k. 28 possessions, 96% effective. He's a mid/defender. He must be a very big temptation. And to be quite honest, I'm thinking about trying to get the big old Scotto back into my team.
Who for, Jock? Carrazzo? It's sounding like a broken chip to me.
Yeah, no, well, we are approaching cash cow trade-in season, and I mean, I will be looking to strengthen those areas where I'm quite heavy in rookies. Sure, I haven't got Carrazzo, you know, but what I will be looking to do is getting Scotland in for a few cash cows over the next couple of weeks.
Crouching.
Yes, Igor.
Disagree in your lovemaking music, mate, but agree with the chip dip principle.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Ah, welcome.
Another thing, what about Matty Suckling? Would you classify him as the third corn chip? Came out with 120 on the weekend.
Yes, averaging 100 and set for a small price elevation of around 5,000.
Yeah.
Very much consider, given the light on premium defenders.
Absolutely. So you Carrazzo holders, maybe think of Suckling. Corey Enright, back in form, scored 120. You'll get him for 478k. How many touches did he rack up? He seemed to be doing quite well.
Yes, 25 disposals in key game moments.
Yeah.
We go back to West Coast.
Sure. Doc, bloody fantastic form, aren't they?
Did you see Eric McKenzie?
I did, mate. Yes, I did see Eric McKenzie.
Thoughts?
130 points. It gives him an average of 78. Now, look, what we try and do, you know all about trends and form lines. We try and get a gauge around what's happening with a young player by looking at his trends and form lines over recent years. Now, in 2009, Eric averaged 55, 010, 52, and 1146. Now, to me, I'm seeing a bit of a statistical anemone, isn't it?
Anomaly, mate.
Yeah. Now, I'm saying, okay, Eric McKenzie's coming out, 130, great player's defender. You'll get him for 355k, so you might be going your Carrazzo to McKenzie with a bit of cash. But I'm saying, high chance of a red herring there, boys.
Agreed.
Yeah.
On that game, Jock, I want to make a big call, mate.
Go for your life, son.
Given now we are starting to have some form lines around clubs and their on-field performance, I am making the call early. We saw in West Coast and Hawthorn a sneak peek at this year's two grand final teams.
That's a very big call. Very big call. They've had some pretty ordinary competition. They'd played the Melbourne, Footscray, Greater Western Sydney up into Hawthorn. But if there was any doubt that they're a team on the rise, I mean, Wooshka, there they go. Beau Waters with 100 points on the weekend down back. His price will rise up to 403. He scored his first ton against great opposition. Now, if you've got Carrazzo or even your Heath Shaw, would you be considering possibly someone like your Beau Waters? And on that, so Heath Shaw, are we keeping Heath Shaw? What's the go here? You got to sit him? Hold. Righto.
Hold. Listed as a slight hammy.
Yeah, okay.
2 week. But yeah. Obviously with the two games so close, it's really a short spell.
I'll tell you who I'd be tempted by, though, is Marty Clark. He still get pretty cheap and he continues to build. What did he come up with on the weekend?
I see, Marty Clark. I like this man. He get 89 points.
Yeah.
I think he only go up to 282. So maybe
282. That's right.
Not too late to jump on Marty Clark. Plus, you make some coin.
Absolutely.
If you trade in Carrazzo for Clark. Yeah. He's smart.
That's right. Now look, I think I said it last week. What makes an elite fantasy footballer? And I've been in fantasy football for 18 years. What makes an elite fantasy footballer is not so much how you go when your team's flying, how you trade when your team's up ahead, it's how you bloody deal with these situations. You got three injuries, you turn what's a disaster into an opportunity, and this could be the focal point towards your real sprint to the flag this season. Bloody important. And maybe a trade down to your Marty Clark to free up the cash to stuck into your guts, maybe that could be the move that just puts you over the edge.
My friend from jungle, Mr. Gallia Black Jock. Yeah. You tell me. He your friend. You know. You tell me, please.
Yeah, listen. Just a Jardinier. Took a quick plane up there. He was in the ice bath for 6 hours and I sat next to the young man. Brought him over a Kinder Surprise. Bit of a toy to play with in the bath there. Even used the ice in me bourbon and coke. And I was just trying to pep the young bloke up. And I'm telling you, he'll be right. As I discussed with him, I mean, he's bloody, you know, he knows that people are relying on him for fantasy football points and it's bloody gutsy what's happened. But as I said to him, Gazza, you know, even if you play next week and worst comes to worst, you only get 50, your Supercoach price is only going to go back to exactly what it was at the beginning of the year. So you're crazy if you don't at least keep Gary on your field, provided he plays, of course. He will go up to 721,000 after 134 points on the weekend.
Excellent, Jock. Excellent research.
Good young kid, Gary.
Based upon your same Ablett theory, I think we need to talk about Pendlebury.
Yeah.
What I see is a classic upgrade, probably sooner than you think. Now, D. Pendlebury scored 134.
Yeah.
He is still in for quite a drastic drop to 633.
Yeah.
Huge break even in next round. So, if you can hold and maybe upgrade...
Crouching, you got the paper. What's his break even, son?
190.
Okay. Well, when do we get him? So, he'll be 633K. What, you reckon we grab him this week? You know, he's going to be a
Jock,
big bloody discount.
Jock, now, rational thought prevails here, mate, as you were just discussing.
Yeah.
You get him when you have a cow fat enough to cash in.
They're always plump.
You
plump.
Do
yeah.
not
yeah, of course.
Say, I will get him
yeah.
next week. It is highly dependent upon your cows.
Yeah.
I would think round six might be the time to get Pendles.
Well, a good thing to think about, he's got a 62 in his three-week moving average, and that will move out after next week. So maybe after round five, after the Anzac Day clash on Wednesday, would be a great time to jump while that 62 is still affecting his price.
Excellent reasoning, Jock.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. It's an honour to be with you. I know it's a great honour for you two to be in my presence also. But I'm just as rapt to have you boys here. You know?
I feel my improvement in regard to Crumpet is almost equaled to your improvement in numeric logic.
Yeah, well, you have helped me, mate. That's why we bounce each other.
Symbiosis.
What this
it's on the line, King, isn't
symbiosis?
It?
Symbiosis? What you talk about?
We are all benefiting from one another's company.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, Higo. You crumpet. Keep go crumpet. Remember, Payamani's saying.
Yeah.
Plenty fish in sea, but till you bloody catch one, you're still stuck holding rod.
Wise words from the wonderful Crouching Tiger. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay, boys, eyes on the prize. Robbie Gray went down, terrible injury, and we're all the best to Robbie Gray and his recovery. Back, we want to see him back in the AFL football field. Many people with Gray might be thinking about Steel Sidebum. Sidebottom, the old Sidebum. Came out with 113 on the weekend. He's had 3 tons in a row now. He's getting more time through the midfield. How do you see Sidebum, boys?
Outstanding prospect, Jock. Yeah. He will rise by about 30.
Yeah.
He'll go up to 475, but an ideal premium lock, premium status, given, as you say, increased game time in the middle without Luke Ball.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about Travis Cloke as well. He cranked out another 126. In Crouching, did you suggest that Cloakey without the midfield was rubbish? But I mean, Cloakey with the midfield on song is quite bloody an attractive proposition.
Yes, I want to fight Mr. Cloak. I small man, but I fast.
Yeah.
He big man. But he still wear one glove.
Yeah, what is it with his bloody glove?
I want to take off his glove.
What is he, Michael Bloody Jackson?
Yes, I think I learned a lot from Mr. Cloak. I think he have secret under glove. He have hairy palm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He have hairy palm like Higo.
Oh, we better not make fun of the poor bloke. You know, he's probably gone through his whole life with that hairy palm. It's probably got him in all sorts of bloody mischief.
Agreed.
While we're still on Collingwood, let's have a chat about Dane Swan, who finally cranked out a high score of 121. He's down to 597k now, and one of the proven monoliths of the competition. You could grab him at a 100k discount before too long. You know, that's a real thought for someone with your cash cows becoming juicy and plump. That's Dane Swan as well.
The monosyllabic swan is not such an ugly duckling after all.
No, not at all.
Represents outstanding value for proven premium status.
Fantastic, fantastic stuff. Dangerfield, Crows. How's this with consistency? 93, 92, 99 and 91. Look, I'm giving him a pass mark thus far. He hasn't set the world on fire, but, you know, he's going about his business. Nice consistency. Hasn't let me down. What more could you want? Good on you, Danger. Good work. Do you guys see the Porpoise get around this weekend?
Yes, he continues to give coaches value for money. He will rise again.
Absolutely.
He will go up $40,000 to $310,000.
Yeah.
Just concerned about the shoulder.
Yeah. Even if he goes down there, you've made 80k off him, you know, so pass mark thus far. Pass mark thus far. Look, I've got to get something off my chest, boys. Sorry just to depart. I just can't get on with this just bloody monkey on my shoulder.
You need to do your rant, mate.
Yeah.
You do your rant.
Good call. Let's make it me rant. Here we go. You're driving a man to flame and drink. Now, I don't want to turn this into an AFL slanging match because the AFL's done bloody fantastic things with this great game of ours.
Agreed.
I was just down the park the other day and watching all those kids doing their Oz kick, getting right into the game. It's bloody heartwarming and fantastic to see. And I understand you've got to do certain things to make it safe for the young kids coming up and through, and it's fantastic in a safe family environment. But when I see one of the great ingenious players of our modern era, Adam...
Indigenous.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Yep, Adam Gooch. Get rubbed out for a week for sliding in and clipping a bloke. Certain parties might have gone a little bit too far. In situations like this, my mind kicks back, you know. I'm at Linton Street. Year's 1982. There's bloody Wow Jones out in the field with a fistful of Johnny Platton's hair thumping that head repeatedly into the turf.
I like this.
Loving. I mean, my bloody mate Wacka McStagger.
Get it all
laughing so much he spewed his guts all over me back and I bloody loved it.
Oh, this good jock.
Laughed so hard I flicked my durry, got in bloody Johnny Plutton's hair, set it on fire.
You'd like to smoke.
Punch on his bloody oath you're allowed to smoke. And bloody so you should. I'm a bloody, you know, I'm a cigarette smoker and I've got an addiction and I need to have an outlet for that addiction and that place for the footy. When I want to light up a durry, I should be able to light up a durry. I was down the bloody aisle, Eddie Had Stadium.
with me lips hanging out the bars like a chimpanzee to get a smoke in, and here comes a big bloody security gorilla. Says, old Jock, legend of 85 years of AFL experience, get up there like an old fool in the cold.
Jock, have a spell, mate. Go and sit down over there.
Well, look, I just have to get
go and sit down over there, mate.
Well, don't get me wrong, the AFL's doing a fantastic bloody job, but come on. The great Mark Webber would say, you're turning it into a bloody nanny game. You know? It's like a game of bloody basketball. It just rots me socks. Rots me socks.
Okay, thanks, Jock. I think we better press on. Did anybody see Dog Dog's game?
Dog Dog. I love
Nick
Dog
Knack,
Dog.
Paddywhack. What a fantastic athlete.
Dog Dog.
Absolutely wonderful.
Statistically, very rare game. From a statistical outlier.
Yeah.
You'll notice his Dream Team points were quite low, yet Super Coach points were, again, at a good level of over 100.
Yeah, he broke the 10, 102. Yeah.
Now, Jock, yes, to prove your increased logic, can you explain to our loyal following how there could be such a discrepancy between Dream Team and Super Coach?
Well, mate, it's a great point, and I'm glad you broke it up. You might notice that we do focus more on the AFL Supercoach game here in Jock Reynolds' fantasy football community, and there's a good reason for that. I mean, Dream Team, don't get me wrong, it's a great game, but it more rewards your flat-out possessions. The more possessions and kicks you get, your points go up. But with Supercoach, the real game-breakers, like in Natanui, get rewarded with things like bloody, you know, contested possessions, contested marks, score involvement. So it's a much better indication of this fantastic game of AFL football and your effectiveness, your effectiveness within it.
Good call, Higo. I think Nick Nat. Ooh, old Dog Dog in my team. Yeah. Next year, he premium of premium luck.
Yeah. Dog Dog, he's going to rip this competition a new one. I'm telling you, he's bloody fantastic. And a great kid. He's a nice kid.
Oh, yes. Like maybe need haircut, but...
Ooh. Yeah, he needs a clip. No
he
doubt.
Can play. He can play football.
Yeah, nice short back and sides would do him well, you know. Just while we're on the West Coast, boys, we did say in last week's podcast, Scott Selwood, Luke Shuey and Chris Marston's outputs were a bit exaggerated after playing the Dogs, Melbourne, Greater Western Sydney, and they all come back to earth, but all still came out with some good outputs.
Yes, well, Jock, I want you to talk about my friend too, the Basted Chicken. You tell me about him, please.
Yeah, Basted Chicken, 62 on the weekend. Probably a bit down, but you're still getting him for 450k. What's his average? He must still be up around.
Yes, Ryan Bastanac is averaging 95.
Yeah.
A little down on his output today against the Swans.
Yeah.
18 possessions. Still get him for just under 450,000.
Absolutely. Righto, big radar. Big red radar lights here. There is a cash cow about to mature. If you've got a rookie who's not performing, or someone you want to make some money, there's a couple of real guns that you should be thinking about, boys.
Good call, Jock. Part of team structure is early trading in best cash cows. Trading down to cash cows is a key component of this game, and we have two from GWS. Adam Treloar.
Yeah, great kid.
And... old McDonald.
Yeah, look, Adam Treloar's come out with 273s, and on his third week, his price will go up. You'll get him for 113k. He's actually a mid and a forward. How do you see old McDonald's prospects, guys?
Very good. A 78 to round out an average of 89. Only needs one more decent game around the 80 mark for a significant price rise.
Also saw young Corey Delolio over in Essendon play his first game on the weekend. He's a very cheap one at 94,000k.
Yes, I watch him pre-season.
Yeah.
I think very good option. Little bit like Clamelli.
Yeah.
Only sub on late. Only get little game time.
Just 32 points.
Another very good option. Cash cow option. But we'll wait a couple more weeks, I think.
I think after round six, he should mature if he gets a game. And he got his gig when poor old Michael Hurley went down. It'd be interesting to see if Hurley fronts on Wednesday.
You know, it'd be great to see. Tell you what, someone who's blossoming alongside Michael Hurley is big Stewie Cremery. Have you seen how he's tracking this year, boys? Up forward.
113 average. A great game against Carlton.
Yeah, fantastic.
131 points.
Yeah.
Will rise approximately 50,000.
Yeah, you'd be happy if you had old Stewie, wouldn't you? And we suggested that Brent Stanton needed to prove himself against the best, and he's bloody done that, hasn't he?
Agreed. 161 again against a reasonable opposition. However, Carrazzo going out of the game gave him a little more freedom.
Absolutely. The other thing is he'll rise up to 591,000. So if you haven't got him, I'd suggest he's too pricey now and you've missed the boat. Lenny Hayes. Love the bloke.
Oh, Lenny Hayes.
30 possessions, 17 contested, 9 clearances, 7 tackles. He's still building like that locomotive train, isn't he?
Lenny, I might start to call him Nihan Puck.
Who's in Jock's draw tonight? At the Jock door.
Better than Wooshka, but still needs work, that segment intro, Jock.
Isn't you like those bloody guys a draw noise?
That sound like a bloody rusty gate. Not draw.
Well, it is time for Jock's draw. This is where we quickly get through the players we haven't mentioned before, but we need to tell you about, right? Here we go.
I like to start with the German ringer.
Oh, the bell? What?
The bell. He played another good game. Keep working hard, young man. I like you.
Limon Tegner. He'll go down to 510k after a 94. He's getting form. Premium of the pass. Watch him. Watch him.
Dalhouse is more than a flash in the pan now.
Matty Cruiser, 66. 2 contested marks in 2 weeks. Very interesting.
Carmichael Hunt, you bring very good pride to your family. Good boy.
Kurt Tippett, 126 on the weekend. Just remember he's got Geelong, Cats, Carlton and Pies within his next 6 games.
The Richmond Football Club. Outstanding effort. Boys, you will give West Coast a shake.
Jonathan Brown. If he gets 85 next week, he'll go down to 369k in the forward line.
Silal Lioli. Oh, you nearly win bloody game again. You come welcome my jungle.
Beagle Van Marich, 104 points, 97, 68, 94 and 104, and a mullet that you'd be proud about. None of this design and Taylor Walker rubbish.
Nathan Buckley. Outstanding effort to defuse what could have been potentially harmful. Well done.
Lukey Parker from Sydney, 128 in the weekend, 351k, starting to prove his worth.
Ryan O'Keefe, they call him Rock, because his price bloody sink like rock.
Matthew Cruiser, some people have chased your car, mate, and they're disappointed.
Frio's Michael Johnson. 437k this week, averaging 98. Carrazzo replacement.
Lance Franklin, you give away more flea kick than I give away flea plonklacker.
Stevie J, if he gets 80 for the next couple of weeks, he'll be down to 410k. Bargain. Alright, well, that warms up another weekend and another fantasy football podcast here at the Jockin' Fantasy Football Community. Now, I'm going to give the 3-2-1, boys. I'm going to give Crouching just the one vote today, son.
What's this for?
Thought you borderline adult-only filth content, you know. Wasn't fantastic. Clean your act up next week, old son.
Sorry, John.
There you go. You came in with some good analytical work this weekend, mate, but I'll be looking for you to lift your game a little bit next week.
In what regard, Jock?
Oh, you know, I expect nothing but the very best from you, and you were just a touch off that tonight, I thought.
I thought my effort in regard to the song was worthy of 3 votes, mate.
Well, it was sort of over before it started for me with this song, son. I have to give myself the 3 votes, boys. Yeah.
What for, Jock?
Thought the rant was great. You know, I think my experience, I've been in the game for 28 years, and my experience just shone through. Thanks again, though, boys, you know. What we do here is we improve week in, week out, and it's been a fantastic honour to be here with you boys.
Agreed.
Thank you, Crouching.
Welcome.
Thank you, Higo.
Thank you, Jock.
I'm Jock Reynolds.